Hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you this Easter Sunday for Lesson 94 with A Course in Miracles, and I'm joined with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. So glad to be with you. This is Easter Sunday, Lesson 94, I Am as God Created Me. Before we continue, let's join together for a brief moment of silence and come together in consciousness together. Let's take a good deep breath. I am as God created me. Today we continue with the one idea which brings complete salvation, the one statement which makes all forms of temptation powerless, the one thought which renders the ego silent and entirely undone. You are as God created you. The sounds of this world are still. The sights of this world disappear. And all the thoughts of this world ever held are wiped away forever by this one idea. Here is salvation accomplished. Here is sanity restored.
True light is strength, and strength is sinlessness. If you remain as God created you, you must be strong and light must be in you. He who assured your sinlessness must be the guarantee of strength and light as well. You are as God created you. Darkness cannot obscure the glory of the Son of God. You stand in light, strong in the sinlessness in which you were created and in which you will remain throughout eternity.
Today we will again devote the first 5 minutes of each waking hour to the attempt to feel the truth in you. Begin these times of searching with these words, I am as God created me. I am his son eternally.
Now try to reach the Son of God in you. This is the true self that never sinned nor made an image to replace reality. This is the true self which never left its home in God to walk the world uncertainly. This is the true self which knows no fear, nor could conceive of loss or suffering or death.
Nothing is required of you to reach this goal except to lay all idols and self-images aside. Go past the long list of attributes, both good and bad, you've ascribed to yourself, and wait in silent expectancy for the truth. God has himself promised that it will be revealed to all who ask for it. You're asking for it now. You cannot fail because he cannot fail.
If you do not meet the requirement of practicing for the first 5 minutes of every hour, at least remind yourself hourly, I am as God created me. I am his son eternally.
Tell yourself frequently today that you are as God created you. And be sure to respond to anyone who seems to irritate you with these words. You are as God created you. You are his son eternally.
Make every effort to do the hourly exercises today. Each one you do will be a giant stride towards your release and a milestone in learning the thought system which this course sets forth.
I am as God created me, and so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence, and we'll continue with a little conversation. There really isn't much we can add to this lesson, this conversation, this wonderful statement of truth that brings us to the expression of Christ. That is our calling. That's what this is about. I am as God created me, and if I realize it, and as I realize it, I begin being it, being as God created me. Then I become the representative. I begin to be the expression of that energy, that love, that vibration that requires no thinking. It's outside the thinking mind. No analysis, no understanding, no grasping or clinging to. It only requires our willingness to allow it to reveal itself in the silent moment of recognition of who we are. I am as God created me.
Beautiful. I feel that. And so everyone just take a breath and feel that. I am as God created me. The lesson instructs that we begin to feel what it feels like to be the Son of God, what it feels like to be the child of God, the daughter of God, whatever way you put it. What does it feel like to be as Christ? And we've been doing these attunements, and we say as Christ, as the one who, this is the self that never sinned nor made an image to replace reality. The Christ is the self which never left its home in God to walk the world uncertainly. The Christ is the aspect that knows no fear nor could conceive of loss or of suffering or of death. When we've had these lessons that say that it is not possible for you to experience or conceive of loss or suffering of death, the ego mind cannot comprehend that, but the Christ as each of us can. And that this day is the day of the celebration of our sinlessness. This day is the celebration of our commitment and desire and focus to be as Christ, of releasing the chaotic thought system of the ego and stepping fully into this unified thought system of love as Christ. And so we do abide in that perfect safety, then we may then release all tension and dissolve easily and effortlessly into the peace of God, where we accept the love of God. And in the practice for today, earlier, how we would normally say, I accept the love of God, on the inhalation and the exhalation, I accept the love of God. You know, today, practice perhaps, I accept my resurrection. I accept my resurrection. I accept my resurrection. Because as Brother T said, it's really just awaiting our acceptance of what is already created as God created it, eternally, and I've added unalterably, because that is from a few lessons ago. Not only is it eternal as us, but it is unalterable. And so feel that. Breathe that in. Feel that. I am as God created me. I am God's eternal child eternally. And it is this one idea that brings complete salvation. Every lesson that we've had up until this one has prepared us for this one lesson. We've had it before, but here we are again, and having it on our birthday, our rebirth day, is just perfect, because it is a little different every year when Easter falls. And so, you know, let this be the day of the rising sun of God within each of us, and that we walk forth this day as Christ, holy and beloved, teaching only love, for that is what we are.
Beautiful. You know, as we're reading, we say, when we see in the text, we see the capital S self. And so to help, because, you know, you may be driving down the road listening to this audio, we put in the true self, you know. And so the true self, really, the resurrection that's taking place is that the true self is being resurrected, that's being the second coming. That's us expressing as our true self. I am as God created me. The true self is being resurrected within each of us as the second coming on this rebirth day, the day of Easter.
Yeah. So this day we discover ourself, our true self.
And yeah.
The learning has given way to discovery, the experiential and the feeling nature of feeling that is how we be, as you said earlier, be.
As we were meditating together this morning, I was just getting, there's nothing to really think about. Mm-hmm. There is just being. Be the expression today of acceptance, allowance, and love. Mm-hmm. Nothing to prove, nothing to fix. This is a day of peace.
Yes.
Because the answer has been given to the question.
Yes.
Who am I? So we say thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us.
Yes.
As Christ.
As Christ. We love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Love all around.
Yeah.
We are in the house of love. We all are as God created us. Hallelujah. Time to party. And so it is. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for joining us today. Thank you, beautiful wife, for being with me today.
Thank you, handsome husband.
We'll be back. Stay the course. See you soon.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander to temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send